This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I trust you have been reading and meditating on 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. I would encourage you to review Galatians 5, 22 and 23 periodically while we study the qualities Peter encourages us to cultivate. Faith is clearly the first quality, and this is not surprising. Listen to what is found in Hebrews 4, 2. The message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Also in Hebrews 11, 6, without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Maintaining a healthy faith requires the faithful input of God's Word. Romans 10, 17 explains that faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. The more you know about Jesus Christ and what He taught, the stronger your faith is going to become. As your faith grows, you will be able to add to it goodness, the next quality listed in these verses. Notice this is the same word used in verse 3 describing how Christians were called to trust in Christ. His glory and goodness attracts us to Him. I believe the goodness we are to add to our faith should look like the goodness of Jesus Christ. The more you know about how Christ lived, how He responded to people, how He reacted to people to help and heal them, the better you will understand how to add goodness to your faith. This is the essence of what the best-selling book In His Steps emphasized. When faced with a decision, ask yourself, "What would Jesus do?" Then do it by faith. I hope these studies have been helpful. You can review them on my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.